Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter. Epilogue. The great banqueting hall of the former Palace of Whitehall was a glitter. Richly set tables with ornate chairs lined a finely draped catwalk boldly thrust into the center of a venue made for extravagant entertainment, promising the night's patrons an experience of royal drama, splendor, and opulence. The evening was organized by fashion designer Julia Cartier and sponsored by socialite Joyce Denny. Over 20 original gowns from the Walsingham collection were displayed in glass cases throughout the hall, and Elizabethan replicas of the gowns, designed by Julia, were to be worn by England's top runway models that evening. The event was organized and held to benefit the construction of a new museum in Hatfield to permanently display the collection, including the Queen's long-lost burial gown, recently authenticated and on loan from its new owner, English Heritage. David Wade had secretly flown in for the occasion and was warmly greeted by Joyce upon his arrival at the hall, minutes before the show was scheduled to commence. Wade seated himself comfortably up front, knowing that Julia was backstage, nervously multitasking. The spectacle was a grand success, and Wade delighted in applauding Julia as she took the traditional designer stroll up and down the catwalk. Working the raised platform, she stopped on several occasions to thank the generous audience and perform her best curtsy. Julia sparkled. Richly dressed, she wore a silver evening gown, slit halfway up the thigh. Her shiny hair was up, elegantly coiffed with a delicate gem tiara adorning her head. She glided along the runway on single-strap high heels until she did a double take, noticing Wade amongst the handsomely dressed patrons. She raised her hand to cover her mouth in an expression of pure delight. She waved at him, then turned to salute the audience one last time before disappearing off stage. Although the show was over, the evening wasn't. The after-dinner drinks began to flow, along with the big band music. Julia appeared from behind the curtained side stage and rushed towards Wade, who was waiting impatiently for her to join him. Stepping close, she swept him a special curtsy, followed by a seductive giggle. Shoulders square, he turned towards her and planted his feet. He had presence. Before moving in, she warmed at the sight of his formal attire and dapper good looks. "This man," she thought to herself, "was born to wear nice suits." She met the steady gaze of his blue eyes and stretched out a hand. They moved in close to hug and kiss, like close friends. Separating for a brief moment, they embraced and kissed again, like really close friends. Julia beamed. She gently caressed his smooth, shaved cheek as he rubbed her pearl-white hand with sincere affection. Dressed in their finest, they savored flutes of the best champagne and danced long into the night. The next morning, they met in front of Westminster Abbey, Julia cradling one red rose. They entered the colossal sanctuary holding hands and walked down the nave, and then across the transept towards the apse, as they had done a few weeks before. This time, however, they did not enter the apse. Instead, they turned right in the direction of the south transept of the abbey, towards a section celebrated for the large number of poets, playwrights, and writers buried and commemorated there, traditionally named Poets' Corner. Shortly after Shakespeare's death, there was some talk about moving his remains from Stratford to Westminster Abbey, but the idea was soon abandoned. In 1741, a memorial statue to honor the sweet swan of Avon was finally erected in the abbey. They stood before the beautiful monument and admired the life-size white marble statue of the master, shown in the dress of his period and wearing a cloak. The stone figure of the poet stood with his right leg crossed in front of his left, leaning his elbow on a pile of three books, a garland chaplet signifying immortality, with a dagger, symbol of tragedy, and a dramatic mask, symbol of the theater, were displayed on a pedestal. Several carved heads appear on the base, including that of Queen Elizabeth I. The bard's left-hand index finger points to a scroll hanging from the pedestal. Written upon it, immortal words from his quill. The Latin inscription above the head of the statue, in gold, on a panel of dark marble, translates as William Shakespeare, erected 124 years after his death by public esteem. Julia was pleased. She deeply felt that this beautiful memorial properly recognized the genius, the dramatic power, the beauty of language, the insight into the human condition demonstrated, not for an age, but for all time, by that player from Stratford. Without letting go of Wade's hand, she gently deposited her red rose at the base of the monument and recited aloud, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet." Wade released his grip and put an arm around her slender waist and pulled her in. She looked up at him and smiled. He returned the gesture, then leaned in for a kiss. The end.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I hope you like this audiobook and will join me, along with David Wade, Julia Cartier, and Denari, on our next adventure. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.